Born in the city of Bridges, on today's Artist Spotlight, I'll be going through the years of the well-known rapper, Mac Miller, from when he started until the day he sadly passed away at the age of 26. I'm Sarah, and welcome to WGLZ. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Well, I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays, all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind. She don't cry no more. Tell me that I get her high.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mac Miller.
We got Mac Miller!
I mean, we got Mac Miller up in here.
Malcolm James McCormick, more commonly known as Mac Miller, was an American rapper, singer, songwriter. He was born January 19, 1992, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is a self-taught musician. He played piano, guitar, drums, and bass all by the age of 6. When he turned 15, that's when he really wanted to start rapping.
This is my biography. It's really something that you gotta read. You all are weak, words that make me fall asleep.
When he first entered the hip-hop scene, he started off with the name Easy Mac, and his first released mixtape was called But My Mackin' Ain't Easy. By age 15, he was positive that this is what he wanted to do and began his career in Pittsburgh's local hip-hop scene in the year 2007. During an interview with YRB, he explains his love for creating music and what made him want to pursue his rapping.
I love music, everything about it, every genre, all different types of it. By 15, I was sure this is what I want to do in my life, like writing every day, during school, through class, during tests, recording, everything. I just fell in love with everything.
But we too gone to see a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We proceed to give them what they need.
By 2010, he fully established himself as Mac Miller and released more mixtapes, The Jukebox Prelude to The Class Clown, The High Life, and Kids. By 18, he had 4 mixtapes released. From there, he broke out. He signed with Pittsburgh independent record label called Rostrum Records. The president of that company, Benji Grinsberg, met Miller while recording with Wiz Khalifa, another Pittsburgh rapper. He was being contacted by other labels, but chose Rostrum since it was located in his hometown and it was associated with Wiz Khalifa. In 2011, he released his 5th mixtape called Best Day Ever, and a single off that album, Donald Trump, became his first song to hit Billboard Top 100, peaking at number 75. In March of that year, he released a 6-track EP called On and On and Beyond. This was his first entry into US Billboard 200 albums at number 55. On November 8th, he released his first studio album called Blue Slide Park. The first week brought 144,000 sales and debuted at top Billboard's 200, the first signed independently distributed album to do so since 1995. 3 songs on that album, Smile Back, Frick Park Market, and It's Party on 5th Avenue, all charted Billboard's top 100 at 55, 60, and 64. On October 14th, while leading up to that album, and celebrating hitting 1 million followers on Twitter, he released his 6th mixtape called I Love Life, Thank You.
Destination, I'm just trying to catch a train before I have to leave the station, packing no bags, nothing but the clothes on my back.
In 2012, Miller released his 7th mixtape, Macadelic. The single Loud peaked at number 53 on Billboard's Top 100. In November, Miller released an EP, You, under the alias Larry Lovestein and the Velvet Revival. And rather than rap, the EP features Miller crooning over lounging jazz instrumentals.
Posing a question, how many been empty and holding aggression? Close to depression, open your eyes and just focus.
In 2013, Miller starred in his own reality TV show on MTV2, where they followed him in the making of his 2nd studio album. In March, he released a mixtape under alias Larry Fisherman, called Run On Sentences, Volume 1. His 2nd album, Watching Movies While the Sound Off, was released June 18th, 2013, debuting number 3 on Billboard's Top 100. This album, according to Miller, was very introspective and very personal, so it's kind of throwing it all out there and seeing what happens. During that year, he was featured on Ariana Grande's song, The Way, off her album, Yours Truly.
I really have to be sit at home and drink by myself. My thoughts harassing me, actually as a matter of fact.
In 2014, Miller left Rostrum when his contract expired. In May, he released his 10th studio mixtape, Faces independently. Colin Stutz of Billboard wrote that the 24-track mixtape shows Miller's introspective ruminating over his drug use, fame, and past. Later, Miller reflected on Faces and noting his drug-addled lifestyle while recording it. In October, he signed a contract and contribution deal with Rem Music, a record label he founded with Warner Brothers Records. During an interview with Fader, Miller explains why he chose to sign with the label.
I think what it was for me was like just time to just take a next step, you know, like and experience what that's like and what it is and what's gonna happen, you know. I think like doing it on an independent level and taking it as far as we did, you know, is amazing, you know. It's like, you're right. It's like, so everyone's like, why even do it? But like, you know, I think it just makes sense, you know, for where I'm at right now.
Keep your head to yourself. I work harder than anybody you know. I'm done with tricks, don't need no money.
In September 2015, his third studio album, Good AM, was released. It charted number 4 on the Billboard 200 with 87,000 album equivalent units. The album and single Weekend featured singer Miguel and was certified gold and platinum by RIAA. In December of 2015, Miller then followed up his first instrumental, again under alias Larry Fisherman, titled Run On Sentences, Volume 2. In 2016, immediately after the release of Good AM, he wanted to explore the emotion of love, and his fourth studio album, The Divine Feminine, was released in September, and it debuted number 2 on Billboard's Top 100. Earlier that year, he ended his 7-year on-again, off-again relationship he was in. That August, he started dating fellow artist Ariana Grande. In 2017, he did not release anything personally, and pretty much was a rest year. However, he was featured on a few songs such as High by Thundercat and Cold Summer by DJ K-Slay. That year, he also played live at Coachella, a music festival that happens every year. You are listening to an artist spotlight here on WGLZ. In 2018, his fifth studio album, Swimming, was released, and this album was nominated for Best Rap Album at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. In May of that year, he unfortunately split with Ariana Grande. Mac Miller has always been open about his mental health and substance abuse. During an interview with Larry King, Miller talks about his mental health.
And I think it was more my state of mind. I was just pretty depressed, as everyone.
Even while successful?
Yeah. I think it started. But you just, you know, there's. I just went through a long period where it was, I didn't wake up very happy.
During the Macadelic tour in 2012, Miller began taking promethazine, and later, in November, went off of it. Later, Miller became addicted to lean, and in 2014 was taking drugs on a daily, and felt the final track on Faces' grand finale was supposed to be his last song he ever made on Earth. In August of 2015, Miller recounted the period and said he'd become definitely way healthier since then. In an interview with Billboard, he noted his better health and maintained creativity. In April of 2017, he was asked again about it, saying he was now living regularly. In an interview with Hot 97, he talks about that.
I think since I stopped putting a lot of poison in my body, I still smoke a lot of cigarettes.
That's the one you're holding on to. You're cool with that one thing at a time.
Rapper Mac Miller has reported.
And authorities confirm here a death investigation is underway.
Age 26.
On September 7th, 2018, Miller was found unresponsive in his studio home by his personal assistant, who called 911 and did CPR until the paramedics arrived. At 11:51 PST, he was pronounced dead at the scene. That day, he was scheduled to shoot a music video and was to embark on the Swimming tour next month. He is buried in his hometown of Pittsburgh at Hollywood Cemetery. On November 5th, 2018, the Los Angeles Coroner's Office determined that his death was due to an accidental drug overdose to a mixed drug toxicity of fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. 2 years after his death in 2020, Miller's estate began approving posthumous music releases. On January 8th of 2020, Miller's family announced his first posthumous album, Circles. And that is the life of Pittsburgh-born Mac Miller. This has been an artist spotlight here on WGLZ.
Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. Your feelings are...